the Jack Grealish situation as his manager. What's happened since the full-time whistle at Goodison Park?
I could say that Jack's professionalism has fallen out of what I expect from my players. Then that's why he's now training with the under 21. He won't be included in the squad for this weekend. And then that's all what I want to say from now.
Just what kind of response would you expect from him? I'm sure as a player, maybe once or twice, you overstepped the mark and this, that and the other. So how do you respond when your manager disciplines you, for want of a better word?
You know, when you are a professional football player, it's not only for Jack, it's for everybody in every team. You have to behave as a professional, and it was not the case this time for Jack. Then he won't play with us, which is already a big punishment for a player. Then now we will see the next step, you know. For me, it's all I can say today.
Okay, just finally on this, how long would you keep him with the 21s, or is that something you're reviewing on a daily basis? Or
Jack knows, but he's staying private with him and me.
Okay. Did the performance at Everton shock you in a way, rather than more than maybe even the result, the way that you lost the game?
The first half has been quite disappointing for me, yes. I thought that after the first goal we conceded, we didn't resist enough. We lost maybe too many duels, challenges, and we didn't create any chances at all for the first 30-35 minutes. I would have liked that we hold the ball much than we have done. They didn't fight to regain the ball, then this is not the way I want we play. We have been a little bit shy during these 45 minutes, and we have been punished by a very good side of Everton. You know, they are playing all together for a long time. Mm. This is not an excuse. This is the reality. And then we have to work hard to be one day able to play in this way. I mean, in the same frequency, in the same tone, you know. It demands a lot of work. All these players in the team are quite new, and they don't know enough each other, and we have to work hard to improve. That's it.
Because there's been a lot of negative reaction from the fans, as you could probably expect, because I presume there's a bit of agreement here. It's not about when you lose, it's about how you lose, and the very least that the fans would expect is that the players go out there and fight for the shirt, if you like.
I told you the first 35 minutes, I didn't see players who didn't want to fight for the shirt. I saw players who a bit shy, a bit... it was not a behavior problem for me, you know. I know this guy very well, and I could say differently if I was convinced that they are not invested in the mission they have. You know, but I understand also the fans' point of view, because when you travel to Everton, you don't expect to have your team down with three goals half time. And I was not happy as well. But the reaction we showed in the second half was much better. And this is the way I want we play in all the game we have to.
And obviously, Watford at home is a massive game for you. Is that something that we could expect to see, that Villa will have a little bit more fight about them and take to the game quickly?
Yes, of course. We will need that. The game reference is more the City one than the Everton one for us. And then, of course, Watford is a good side, especially on away games. They only lost two since the beginning. One in City, one in Leicester, which are both top of the table teams, which say you how good they are away games. Then it will be a tough game, but we will play home game. And then, of course, the victory could be a huge boost for us. Then we will fight for that. I'm sure that the player will respond very well on that game.
Just finally from me, it seems to be about more than 3 points, if you like, this game. It's almost like you're playing for hope. Win it and hope comes back. Lose it and it takes a big bashing.
Yes, you're right. It's a huge game, but I mean, it's not the end of the season. Nobody will be relegated at the end of the weekend. I hope so. If not, we are in big, big trouble, more than I thought. But no, it would be a huge boost in confidence for us. But then we prepared very well on this weekend. We know that it will be on this previous week. Sorry, we know that it will be a tough game, tough side to play. But we have, of course, all the possibility to win also this game.
Remy, you said that, and they do work hard, they run around, and there's a difference between that and being tough. Are your players tough enough for the fight ahead?
I have to say that on the first 35 minutes on the Everton game, we haven't been. And I told that to the player, you know. But they knew that when you are professional, you know, when you have been playing well or when you have not playing well. And then, you know, we are all together. I'm with my player when I'm quite happy about they do in training session or in game. I have to say to them, but I have also to say to them that sometimes it's not enough. And the first 45 minutes, I mean, I was more disappointed after the first goal, you know, we conceded in Everton, because we should have react much better than that, and we didn't. Then we have to improve a lot on that.
It's not really work I was trying to get to about hard work. It's that physicality. You know what I'm saying? You've played in the Premier League.
Yeah.
That physicality that the Premier League has, and you can't give them that. You can tell them, but you can't give it. If it's not inside them, you can't give them physicality, can you?
A little bit, you know. With work, you can always improve. No matter you are 20 or 29, you can always improve. You're right. The Premier League is very tough, very physically demanding. But you know, all the league as well, French, Spanish, German, maybe not so easy that you think. I think it's more. I would say it's physically, but it's also mentally, psychology, you know. In Premier League, you have to be very tough in your mind, in your brain, you know, in your spirit. And I think this is probably the main area where foreign players have to settle in more quickly than they have done.
Do you have enough good players for the problems ahead, for the tough fight you've got ahead? Do you have enough good players?
I told you when I took the team that I think that we can do better than we have done. For the moment, it's 50-50, because on City we had a good game, and then on Everton it was not enough. But I still thinking that we've got some good players, and we have to work harder, everybody, to get the team better.
January is coming very quickly, the transfer window. Are you ready for that? Have the board spoke to you about that, the directors? Are you able to do what you want?
Yes, I've got. I had meetings with the board. You know, I have no issue about that. It's a bit early, to my point of view, to publicly saying too much, because my responsibility is to do until the transfer window, to do with all the players I have. And I said to you that I'm very happy with many players I have in my group, in my squad. Then now I'm still focused on that.
When will you know about your squad? I appreciate these are early days. When will you be able to say, I know about them, I've sussed them out?
You know, I'm not the kind of person who have certainty in football. You know, nobody can know what the game will say, you know. Nobody was probably expecting that the table of the Premier League would be at this stage, you know. If you look at it, there is some teams who are very surprising in a way or another way. Then you know, I've got feelings, I've got principle on football, but certainty, I'm not this kind of person.
It's not surprising though, Remy, that Villa are where they are, because you know about their recent history on the field. that they're down in the relegation area?
Yes, I know that, of course, they struggle for a couple season back in this situation. Then, you know, this is not my position to judge what happened before. It would be unfair from my position now for the people who work in this position before me. I respect everybody. I've just been in this job to try to do better, to give some new direction. Then this is what I'm trying to do harder and harder every day.